Saucer by Stephen Kuntz to Rachel and Tyler. There are at least 100 billion stars in the Milky Way. Chapter 1. Rip Cantrell was holding the stadia rod, trying to blink away the sweat trickling into his eyes, when a bright flash of light caught his eye. The light was to his left, near the base of an escarpment almost a mile away. Careful not to disturb the stadia rod, he turned his head to get a better view.
"Hold that thing still for a few more seconds, Rip!"
The shout echoed off the rock formations and tumbled around in the clear desert air, rupturing the profound silence. Occasionally one could hear the deep rumble of a jet running high, but normally the only sound was the whisper of the wind. Dutch Hagen was at the transit, reading the rod. He and Bill Taggart were the engineers surveying a line for a seismic chute. Rip was the gopher, working a summer job before he returned to college in a few weeks. Rip concentrated on holding the rod still. 15 seconds passed, then Dutch waved his arms. Now Rip looked again for the bright spot of reflected light. There, shimmering in the hot desert air, at the base of that low cliff, maybe a mile to the north. The afternoon sun must be reflecting on something shiny. But what? Trash? Here in the central Sahara? The three men were 100 miles from the nearest waterhole, 200 from the nearest collection of native mud huts. A twin turboprop transport with fixed landing gear dropped them here 3 weeks ago. "Your nearest neighbors are at an archaeological dig about 30 miles west," the South African pilot said, and gestured vaguely.
"Americans, I think, or maybe British."
As Rip thought about it now, it occurred to him that he hadn't seen a single piece of man-made trash since he arrived. Not a crushed Coke can, a snuff tin, a cigarette butt, or a candy wrapper. The Sahara was...